Bez Hashem, we're learning Shmiras HaLoshim from the Chofetz Chaim, Shin 151, Perek Hey, we start a new Perek. The topic of discussion here in this Perek is Vahafto L'Reicha Kamoicha. Vahafto L'Reicha Kamoicha, love your fellow, your friend, like yourself. Hashem is Boinin Be'emes. And the person is Boinin Be'emes, really contemplates, truly contemplates this topic here. Nimso shikium mitzvus lodonis chaveir lekaschus. So he's building up as a continuation of what he just spoke about in regards to the obligation, the requirement, the benefits we have when we judge our friend favorably. Nimso shikium mitzvus daladan lekaschus es chaveir lekaschus umidas shmir saloshin, and the mitzvah of guarding your tongue to make sure you talk correctly. Tluyim bekiyum mitzvahs esay shel vahafto recha kamoicha is dependent on this beautiful mitzvah of vahafto recha kamoicha. What is he referring to? That if you love your friend, if you love that person, it's going to be so much easier, as we've been discussing, to judge him favorably. You know, I want to tell you something funny. I used the example a lot of judging the person favorably. I said, even the person that parks on the white line or over the white line in the parking spot. So guess what happened this morning? I come to park my car. I'm pulling into the parking lot here. And there's this big car. If it's someone's here, don't worry about it. You know, it worked out fine. And it's just right on the white line. It was a big car, so it's hard to get in. I thought it was funny. As I'm parking, I'm thinking, this is exactly what I was giving Shira on. You know, it's always the marshal we use. But let me tell you a story. If that person that parked in the white car was your mother, who had to rent a car, and you didn't know it was your mother's car, and she had to rent a car, what's going to happen when you get out of your car? And I will tell you a story, in fact, that Roselle Pliskin, he said over like this. You're driving as a marshal, you're driving in a truck full of antiques. Full of antiques, okay? And you're at a red light, and you're sitting there, everything's fine, waiting for the light to turn green. Tens of thousands of dollars are in your truck, and you're about to put your foot on the gas pedal, and boom! You get smashed in the back, and you hear the crashes from the antiques, and you're thinking of all the tens of thousands of dollars that are going to waste. Yes, fine, you have insurance, that's not the point. The artifact is gone. Your person, regular person, is very upset, fuming mad. He opens his door. He runs out to the person, slams, whips that door open, and says, "Ma, are you okay?" Now, what was his point? His point is you can really control your anger. You see over here, because if the person, it wasn't his mother, he might have said something else. Or if out of the car comes a 6'8" person, you're like, "Sir, are you okay?" Just checking, make sure you're okay. No scratches, right? I'm sorry for being there at the red light in front of you. Let's come back to the Chofetz Chaim here. If we love that other person, then it's much easier to judge them favorably. But if that's the person that we don't like so much, as soon as they do something, whatever the mishalim you want to use, other examples you want to use, I'll give you the opportunity. Then right away, if you don't like that person so much, we have this tendency to quickly think of him, "Oh yeah, I know why he did that. I'm not surprised. That type of person, I know that type of person very well." It's tluyim bekiyah mitzvus esay shel vahafto recha kamoicha. And the Chofetz Chaim adds this word over here. It's a positive mitzvah. It's a positive mitzvah, the same way you have to put on tefillah in the morning, in the same way you do chesed. This is one of the 613 mitzvahs. Loving your fellow Jew, loving another yid. It's a mitzvah. Shim yehoiv es chaveiroi be'emes. Because if you really love the person, b'vadai lo yidabra olav lashon hara. You're going to speak not nicely about it? You love the person. So you're going to speak now nicely about him? How could that be? That if you're not speaking nicely about the person, that doesn't really mean you love him so much. That's what he's telling us over here. And you're going to look with all your strength and might and power to think of the positive ways, whatever you think you're seeing, he meant in the positive light. For example, if something happened that the person himself did something which is not so great, not so appropriate. Shloike Hagen. Uvnei Adam, how you aimed him, is sapping, being in the Isaiah Dover, and people are talking around and gossiping what he did. And he knows about himself a positive excuse, if you will, as to why he did what he had to do. You know, some of you know the story when I ran on the tables. Imagine you come into a room and you see me running on tables. A yeshiva dining room. Not one table. One, two, three, four tables I was running on. Not only that, you know why I did this? On Shabbos. I was running on Shabbos on the tables. So you're like, well, that's a little strange. Why would you be doing that? Well, the end of the story was because I saw one of the mechitzas was swaying. A kid was playing with him. Was about to fall on the kid. And I, for me to scream across, I didn't think it was enough time. I just quickly jumped up and ran across on the tables. I mean, I almost jumped on mechitza on top of the kid, but I was running so fast. What happened was I was making so much noise and people looked at me. And this was after the kiddush, after everything was done. I figured that's the only way for me to get to the kid. It was this big wooden mechitza. It was on wheels. So he was rocking it back and forth. Now the mother's talking, not doing anything wrong. The father's over there and the kid's on the side. And I happen to have noticed that he's pushing the mechitza. And it's swaying back and forth. So it happens to be later that Shabbos, I went to Dav Mincha at a shul across the street from Yeshiva. And as I'm leaving, someone has a big smile and says, "You did a good job today running over those tables." I didn't even know he was there. He was complimenting me. He was like, "Good job," you know. I had no idea he was there. Imagine you see somebody. Imagine you're outside. You only see through the window. You see somebody running. What is he doing? What is sugar now? What is this? A gym? It's Shabbos in the yeshiva lunchroom. There was just a kiddush. He's saying, Chafetz Chaim is telling us the same way you could be melamed zchus about yourself. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Or there's any other reason you could think positive about yourself. Kama mishtuka mi'atishuka. The same way, we would be yearning for someone to think, oh, he maybe, I don't know, you know, I have no idea why the man was running on the tables. I can't figure, you know, because he didn't see from the outside, he might through the window, he couldn't see the little boy. You know, sometimes I have a little children come knock on my house door. So it has happened to us. The window is on the top. We thought we heard knocking. We go look at the window. We don't see anything. We go away. And a few minutes later, we still hear knocking. Like, are we hearing anything? Fine, we open the door. And we see the little child in the bottom below the window. It's happened. You know, my neighbor is a little kid. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us over here. The same way we would want someone to melamed zchus, think favorably about us, we also have to try to find and melamed zchus, think favorably about the other person as well. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is love every yid. Every yid. Kamoicha, like you love yourself. Then, when it comes to dan l'kas zchus, to judge him favorably, it'll be so much easier to do that.